Chapter 11. False scales are an abomination to the Lord, but a full weight is his delight. When pride comes, disgrace comes, but with the humble is wisdom. The honesty of the upright guides them. The faithless are ruined by their duplicity. Wealth is useless on the day of wrath, but virtue saves from death. The honest man's virtue makes his way straight, but by his wickedness the wicked man falls. The virtue of the upright saves them, but the faithless are caught in their own intrigue. When a wicked man dies, his hope perishes, and what is expected from strength comes to naught. The just man escapes trouble, and the wicked man falls into it in his stead. With his mouth, the impious man would ruin his neighbor, but through their knowledge, the just make their escape. When the just prosper, the city rejoices, and when the wicked perish, there is jubilation. Through the blessing of the righteous, the city is exalted, but through the mouth of the wicked, it is overthrown. He who reviles his neighbor has no sense, but the intelligent man keeps silent. A newsmonger reveals secrets, but a trustworthy man keeps a confidence. For lack of guidance, a people falls. Security lies in many counselors. He is in a bad way who becomes surety for another, but he who hates giving pledges is safe. A gracious woman wins esteem, but she who hates virtue is covered with shame. The slothful become impoverished, but the diligent gain wealth. A kindly man benefits himself, but a merciless man harms himself. The wicked man makes empty profits, but he who sows virtue has a sure reward. Virtue directs toward life, but he who pursues evil does so to his death. The depraved in heart are an abomination to the Lord, but those who walk blamelessly are his delight. Truly, the evil man shall not go unpunished, but those who are just shall escape. Like a golden ring in a swine's snout is a beautiful woman with a rebellious disposition. The desire of the just ends only in good. The expectation of the wicked is wrath. One man is lavish, yet grows still richer. Another is too sparing, yet is the poorer. He who confers benefits will be amply enriched, and he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Him who monopolizes grain, the people curse, but blessings upon the head of him who distributes it. He who seeks the good commands favor, but he who pursues evil will have evil befall him. He who trusts in his riches will fall, but like green leaves, the just flourish. He who upsets his household has empty air for a heritage, and the fool will become slave to the wise man. The fruit of virtue is a tree of life, but violence takes lives away. If the just man is punished on earth, how much more the wicked and the sinner?